91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. The Loyalist Cash Office is accepting donations for two students who lost everything in a fire that took their house earlier this week. Director of Student Services Catherine O'Rourke says it's times like these when Loyalist needs to come together.
I think it's very important to demonstrate that we do have a strong, supportive community, and that it's in difficult times that we really demonstrate that community.
Any donations will help. And next week's Random Acts of Kindness Week, there will be a food drive held on their behalf. The Mounties have their man. The photographer wanted in the shooting of two RCMP officers in Central Alberta on Tuesday has been arrested. 27-year-old Sawyer Robison has been taken into custody in the rural area southeast of Edmonton. Police say he was arrested without incident. He's charged with two counts of attempted murder as two of the Mounties recover in hospital. The Tories are gathering for their first annual meeting since their disappointing performance in the fall provincial election. One order of business will be a vote on whether leader Tim Hudak should keep his job. It is widely expected he'll be given another chance. With the Liberals governing with a minority, delegates will also be looking ahead to the next election. Air Canada may have found labor peace with one of its unions. The airline says it's reached a tentative agreement with its 8,600 mechanics, baggage handlers, and cargo agents, but the employees must still vote on the deal. It comes one day after the union representing the airline's pilots called for a strike vote. The Prime Minister has moved the focus of his trip to China from trade talks to textbooks. Stephen Harper visited the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou to highlight the education connection between the city and Canada. Protesters throwing firebombs during a mass protest in Athens today brought out Greek riot police firing tear gas to break up the crowds. Thousands of people are protesting new cost-cutting measures. No injuries or arrests have been reported. Here's the sound outside the Greek Parliament building in Athens. This comes after the start of a two-day strike to protest the budget cuts. Two more cabinet ministers have resigned in Greece. The right-wing Leos Party's transport minister and the deputy minister of the Merchant Marine bring the total to three on Friday. The ministers resigned to protest European Union demands for more cuts in exchange for a bailout. That's 91X News to 101. Here's Dan Canatero with 91X Sports.
I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. The Bulls head to Kingston tonight to seek revenge on a club who has beat them in two consecutive games. Puck drop is 7:30 at the K-Rock Center. Tonight, the Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team looks to get back into the win column with a victory against Cambrian College. The Lancers are coming off a 79-72 loss in their last home game. Lancers leading scorer Matt Miller looks to lead his team to victory. Cambrian are coming off a victory which improves their record to only 2-14 on the season. Wellington Dukes are in action tonight against the Colbert Cougars. The Dukes are right behind the Cougars in the standings. The Cougars have to win the season outright to finish atop the division going into the playoffs. Trenton Golden Hawks currently lead the division with only one game remaining. Puck drop is 7:30 in Wellington. Tonight's game between the Detroit Red Wings and Anaheim Ducks is not just another NHL game. The Wings are on the brink of making NHL history as they put on their 18-game home winning streak on the line against Corey Perry and his Ducks. The 1975-76 Philadelphia Flyers currently hold the NHL record with 20 consecutive wins at home. The CFL will make a formal announcement later today that Commissioner Mark Cohen is staying put. The 45-year-old Cohen signed a 3-year contract extension. Cohen became the commissioner back in 2007. Remember just to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91x Weather.
Today, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries late this afternoon and the temperature holding steady near plus 1. Tonight, cloudy, again a 40% chance of flurries early in the evening and periods of snow beginning this evening amounting to about 2 to 4 centimeters and a low of minus 12. Saturday, periods of snow ending in the morning and then clearing towards the afternoon and a high of minus 7. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.